This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Oh, we're back again. It's the 94 WIP afternoon show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz, here we are. Ikey, how we feeling, brother?
Feeling pretty good, Spike Lee, coming off the weekend. Not a real eventful weekend for me. Sixers, they obviously did not get the memo about what we're trying to do.
We're supposed to lose, guys.
Yeah, big win for them on Saturday night. Got a chance to check that out. Then yesterday, pretty much froze to death. But I'm looking forward to going to Clearwater. Jackie Baseball, you're on deck. Right? You're on deck. Your boys are up. Better make sure we have a good 2 days down there. Holler at your boy.
The Berkeys have been packed.
Oh, no.
The puppies will be purring.
Oh, no.
It's going to be a beautiful time down in Clearwater.
Now, when we talk to Trey again, how long before I show him the video of you hugging him again?
Yeah, so I was actually thinking about that. So, once again, couldn't sleep at 2:30 in the morning. And yep. It was what I was thinking about. I was like, is he going to show him the video every single year until Trey admits that it was not the perfect interaction?
Yeah, well, we saw it in his face last year. He didn't say it out loud. Nobody would have heard it anyway. He didn't say it out loud. I need him to say out loud that was inappropriate. And then I'm ready
but
to move
once
on.
Again,
then I'm ready to move on.
No, but once again, when you're around your boys and some of the bottles have been popped,
yeah,
that kind of interaction is perfectly fine.
Well, you're not his boy. So, well, he was around his boys.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So as always, the show is going to be a big show today. We will have big shows tomorrow and Wednesday as we will be in Clearwater. We'll talk to Bryce Harper. We'll talk to Trey Turner. Talk to Jesus Luzardo. We're going to talk to Preston Mattingly. Should be exciting. Talk to Larry Boa. Should be very, very exciting. So, I want to talk about the Phils today. We will talk about, Darius Slay no longer being an Eagle. Maybe might be an Eagle in the future. Talk about all that stuff. But I want to start off talking about the Phillies because I remember what it felt like going into last Philly season. This sort of excitement and the World Series or bust and all that. And it's not this year. And people are excited for baseball, but I feel like the expectations for everyone for the Phillies are much lower. And I would say way too low. I expect the Phillies to compete for a World Series this year. I think the expectation for the Phillies should be a World Series this year. I look at this team. This team won 95 games last year and won the National League East. For a good portion of the season, the Phillies had the best record in baseball. They improved their starting staff by getting Luzardo. I don't see any player on offense falling off a cliff from last year. I certainly don't expect a ton of production out of like JT Realmuto, but everybody else I expect to have similar production they had last year. Bryce Harper had a normal season last year. Overall, Alec Boehm, normal season last year. I could even look and say Stott underperformed. I don't see any reason why their offense shouldn't be good enough. I don't see any reason why they don't have one of the best starting staffs in the league. Like, what are we doing? Are we trying to prevent ourselves from getting excited? Do we not want to give them the expectations? I understand what the Dodgers did. The Dodgers spent a lot of money. Mm-hmm. On paper, they have the best, the best roster in Major League Baseball, but they are one team. They are one team. And we lose to the Dodgers, the NLCS, okay, I get it. But I don't see any other team in baseball right now where I think that team has a significantly better chance of winning the World Series than the Phillies do. The Braves are a good team. I don't see them as significantly better than the Phillies. The Mets are a good team. I don't see them as significantly better than the Phillies. I think the Phillies' expectation should be World Series this year, and it should be expectation World Series until this core is completely broken up.
Yeah, you know what? I want to be in that boat with you. I really do, because I like this baseball team, and I do believe they can have a good season. But I don't know if they can have a great season. And you mentioned something there. And you know what? I think some of us have to be honest with ourselves. At least I'll start by being honest with myself. You're right. I am protecting myself from the high expectation and being disappointed at the end of the year. Because here's the thing. They didn't do anything this offseason that made me feel like this is a World Series caliber team. Right? I was all in on them last year. All the way to the very end. Still beating that drum. This team is going to the World Series. This team can win the World Series. I truly felt that way last year about that team. I can't necessarily say after seeing the way they went out against the Mets. They basically limped to the finish line as well.
The whole second half of the season.
Yeah, they limped to the finish line. There is something with this baseball team. As likable as they are as players, maybe they are too likable. I don't know what it is. It's not enough of an edge in the clubhouse, right? You know, I love Casty's sort of dry sense of humor, and sometimes he can be condescending and say things that kind of ruffle your feather. I can understand that. Not enough of those type of guys. I just don't see, for lack of a better way of explaining this, Spike, I don't see the fight there. Again, a lot of likable players love Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, Alec Bohm, you know, Zach Wheeler. Come on, man. Dude, is there another ace you would want to lead your staff than Zach Wheeler? I love all of that about this team. It's not enough. And in the end, I don't think it's going to be enough. So I'll watch them this year. I'm going to enjoy watching them this year. I think they're a playoff team. I think they will get in the playoffs. There's enough talent on this team that they will make the postseason. But in the end, I don't know, or I don't believe that they have enough to surpass the Dodgers. Now, could someone else beat the Dodgers and the Phillies may not even have to face them? That could be the case. Then I'd have to take you back to 2023. When we should have walked into the World Series for the second year in a row, and somehow we lose to the Arizona Diamondbacks. So you don't even need a stacked, star-studded roster to beat this team. Right? Hey, we focus on the Dodgers as if that's the only way the Phillies could lose. They haven't shown me since 2022 that getting hot, going into the postseason, they were a dangerous team. And they rode that all the way to Game 6. In the World Series. I just don't see it with this team. I'm actually willing to accept somewhat of a pause season. When I say pause, I mean pause on a championship, not on making it to the postseason. You know, I can't wait to the second half. Jack tells me I won't see Andrew Painter until July sometime.
Yeah.
I'm excited about seeing him. Like, there's a bridge there where they are trying to get to this next era of baseball with these older guys that I'm excited for this year, Spike. I just don't feel it. I don't feel World Series with this team.
215-592-9494. Do you expect the Phillies to compete for a World Series this year, or are you expecting less? 215-592-9494. Jackie Baseball, I've heard you making excuses for him before the season even starts. where I think I know where you are on this, but where are you on that?
Yeah, so it's not a pause year like on this show, you know, where our pauses are different.
Right,
you know,
different kind of pause.
Usually implies something else.
Yes.
This is it.
They're harder on this show.
Yeah.
The pauses.
Exactly right. Yeah. And even the envelopes.
Yes, yeah, they're much harder.
Even the envelopes.
Yes.
So I'm with Ike. Like, I think they're going to be good. I think they're going to win 90-plus games. I think they could win the NL East. I don't really care if they win the NL East. You know, they might be more the wild card kind of thing and get in and get hot. But even their whole messaging this whole offseason has been, yeah, I mean, like, hopefully we're just playing good the last week of the year. Like, it feels like they're trying to overcorrect from what they did last year. It was like, well, we got to start hot. We got to prove we're one of the best teams in baseball. Now it's like, well, all that really matters is playing well at the end of the year. I just don't feel the World Series thing coming. And I think they're going to be good, but I can't sit here and sell you that they're better than the Dodgers because I don't think they're better than the Dodgers. I think this is a developmental year. I think they're turning the core over into what could be the future core. And they're worried about the next 5 years than they are worried about winning and gunning for the World Series this year.
But I think everybody is making their judgment about this team based on the decisions they made in the offseason rather than the players that are on the team. This is the same core that did go to the World Series 2 years ago, was in the LCS, went to the World Series 3 years ago, was in the LCS 2 years ago, and last year had 95 wins and won the NL East. I think the question for me is the team we saw, because what I felt against the Mets is we saw a team underperform. We saw a team underperform based on who they are and what they're capable of. So if that team underperformed in the playoffs and underperformed in the second half of the year, then I have to believe that their normal level of performance is better than that. I understand from a strategy standpoint, which is I think what you're talking about, Jack, is if Dave Dombrowski is going to look and say, look, I don't want to go all in on this year. We already have a $300 million payroll. I understand from a strategy standpoint why they might think that, but I can't look at a team that has the same players essentially, and you could argue to an extent better players than they had 3 years ago, that would be worse this year in any way.
Yeah, but they had the Magic 3 years ago.
Well, but that was one. But they didn't Magic last year. They won 95 games. I mean, this is. I'm not going to say it's baseball, but to a certain extent, it's baseball. If you're as good as every other team, which I think they are, outside of the Dodgers, there's no reason why we shouldn't expect that they should get in the playoffs, get hot, and win a World Series. The only team. The Dodgers aren't the only team in baseball that think they could win the World Series this year. They're not the only team. This isn't like the Steph Curry, Kevin Durant Warriors, where you just sort of look at the league and go, better off next year. I mean, it is.
It feels like it when you look at their roster.
But it should. Baseball doesn't.
Right.
Just doesn't work that way.
Sure.
If we get to the end, again, I'm expecting World Series. If the Dodgers go and win 112 games, we get to the NLCS and we play the Dodgers, we lose to the Dodgers. All right, I can get there. But let's wait until we get there. Until we do, this is a World Series level roster. It's a World Series level starting rotation, and it is a team that has been in the playoffs for three consecutive years in a World Series, in an LCS, and then blew it last year, but still a 95 win team.
So you think people need to nut up a little bit?
I think everybody's scared. I think everybody's scared of saying, oh, well, I don't want to get my heart broken again. And I felt this with the Sixers before. And look, this is where I ended up, and it didn't end up well. But you can't look at the roster, look at the payroll, look at the roster on both offense and the pitching staff and say this isn't a World Series level roster. I just think everybody needs to grow up and stop worrying about your expectations and being hurt, all of those things. That's not how we do it with the Eagles. It's not how we do it with the Sixers. It shouldn't be how we do it with the Phillies. I just feel like we're letting them off the hook and we're sort of cheapening the entire season for all of them.
I disagree. I think we do it with the other teams as well. Like, there'll be guys that there'll be, not obviously the season ended up with a Super Bowl win, but you'll get people going into an Eagles season trying to lower expectations just so that they don't get their hopes up too high. And you always get the few that'll jump out there and be like, oh, they're 14-3. They say that every year because they want to prove how much of a fan they are. But I think it's human nature when you've been disappointed, especially coming off a disappointing season, to sort of be guarded against high expectations. Like, the Eagles were coming off that season last year in 2023 where they lost 6 out of the last 7 games. And, you know, that's why I'll get Elliott telling me the Eagles are going to be 10-9 or 10-7, right? Like, you'll get that coming into the season because it's, okay, the last thing I saw was this. I'm not going to stick my neck out there for them this year, so I'll have realistic expectations. Hopefully, they can surpass those. That's there. That's only human nature, though. And coming off that Philly season, the way it ended against the Mets, it was so disappointing. It was so deflating. It was almost as if we weren't even in that series. You may have well got swept by the Mets. That's what it felt like, that you got swept by the Mets. And then the Phillies don't really do a whole lot this offseason to improve the roster. I don't know how we're supposed to be that excited about the Phillies. I'm excited baseball is coming back, and I know we got a good team, but how am I supposed to like convince myself this is a World Series team?
Here's why, and this is the last thing I said, and then we'll get to the phones. Do you expect this team to compete for a World Series? 215-592-9494. Because I don't think the difference between, at the end of the day, I don't think the difference between making the World Series and not making the World Series for this Phillies team is about the talent on the roster. Mm-hmm. It is about their commitment to being great, right? It is about, we heard at the end of the year from Rob Thompson, we heard from Dave Dombrowski, it's about approach, it's about compromise, it's about all those things. I don't think there was something they could have done this offseason. You know, aside, maybe they sign Juan Soto, whatever. Right. But outside of that, I don't think it is a personnel issue. It is about how the personnel approached the second half of last year and how they approached that Mets series. And what I would say is, hopefully they learn that lesson, because they are as talented as any team in the National League that isn't the Dodgers. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Phillies this year to compete for a World Series? There we go. Mike in Medford, you're on WIP.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Hughes. I compare it to the 1980 Phillies.
You call me Hugh?
And then, yeah.
Uh-oh. Ooh, boy.
Remember when they got Pete Rose?
That's the first time that's happened, I think.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry. My apologies.
It's all right.
Who's on this show, real quick, Mike? What show is this?
Look, I'm 74 years old. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Okay.
Break cut. Break cut, brother. Break cut. Yeah. We're cutting you a break.
Listen, but I kind of agree that, you know, the 80 Phillies, they were really like an in-between team. And then they picked up Pete Rose, and I think that got him over the edge. And I agree that basically we need that kind of a player. And last year, I thought they played their cards kind of right. They would have had Zach Wheeler back home had they won that sixth game. They were winning in it, too. So, I don't know. I'm more optimistic, I guess, than I should be, being as old as I am.
You should. Here's what I would say about adding a Pete Rose, though.
Yeah.
If Bryce Harper isn't your Pete Rose, then I can't stomach the idea of having a player as good as Bryce Harper, who has sort of changed the trajectory of this franchise, who purports to be a leader, who goes out there and cares and runs hard. Not you, Mike, but if somebody's telling me, well, what we need is a player to come in and give the team a spark. No. I mean, I get it. I understand it. But also, I look at Bryce Harper and say, look, if you are all that we think you are, you have to be the spark. Or you're not what we think you are.
I guess I was hoping for a Mike Trout, honestly. I really was hoping for
him. Yeah, me too.
Would love to. Thank you for the call, Mike. Nothing will invigorate the team like getting a guy in here making $40 million a year to play 70 games.
They'd pay his salary down, Spike.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Yep. So get it in the $25 million.
No, truly, outside of Soto, which would have excited everybody, what is the off-season move that would have changed the outlook on this team? It's not like the Bregman wouldn't have done it or you know, Pete Alonso wouldn't have done it.
Might have.
You would have thought differently about the team?
I mean, you wouldn't feel differently if Bregman was over there third?
Well, I'm not a Bohm guy, but not in the entire outlook of the
team.
You
mean it wouldn't necessarily all of a sudden make them a World Series team?
I think they should be a World Series team as they are. You can't say we have the best, you know, we have the best or second best or third best starting rotation in baseball and say, oh, and then a lineup where you got $30 million guy, $25 million guy, $30 million guy, $30 million, and say, well, we're not going to compete for a World Series.
Okay, so you got two different things going, right?
Yep.
I hear what you're saying. That's from a on-the-field standpoint.
Yep.
But if we're talking to us, the fans, that's different. Asking, why aren't we that excited? Why don't we have those expectations? And as fans, yeah, sometimes it is a small thing like adding Trey Turner that all of a sudden now everybody thinks you're the World Series team. You're the team that's going to the World Series. So to your point, if they sign a player like that or what have you, fans have the ability to convince themselves of things because they want to see it happen. I'm saying the Phillies didn't make any, I mean, Lazardo, we get it, but they didn't make a big enough move this offseason to where it got fans excited about this upcoming
there was
season.
No Saquon off of yes. losing 6 of 7.
Yes.
And you know what? I get that, but then I also look back and say, well, we did do those moves, and we didn't win the World Series
sure.
making some sort of big splash.
Sure.
And then we look, and Trey is a good player, but I think if you polled 100 Phillies fans and say, well, you could have the opportunity to undo the Trey contract, a good portion of them would say that they might.
Yeah.
So maybe that's not the way to do it. I don't know. 215-592-9494. David and Maple Glen, you're on WIP.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Good to talk to you.
What's up, David?
I'm gonna side with Spike on this one because I really think the Phillies, if you look at them with the addition of Lizardo, I mean, their starting pitching is terrific, or it should be terrific. They're a team that's built for the regular season, and they showed that last year. So it's a little bit disconcerting to me for people to harp on what's going to happen in October. You got to play the games. Baseball is a different sport. You have to play the games in April, May, June, see how the season unwinds. With the Phillies pitching and the pedigree of some of these players, sure, they're a playoff contender. Then you watch and see how the season plays out. They get to October, yes, they have a lot to prove to the fans of Philadelphia, no question. But I got a baseball season that's going to start on April 1st. I'm looking forward to it, and I know the Phillies are a competitive team. That's all I ask for. The last few years, I got 2 Super Bowls, 3 appearances in the Super Bowl, multiple playoff runs by the Phillies. Hey, from my perspective, at 66, it's a really good time to be a Phillies and Eagles fan.
Yep, the weather's warm. It's beautiful out. That's all we need.
Well, listen, I hear you there, but it sounds like, David, you're waiting to be convinced they're World Series
team. Yeah, it sounds like you don't agree
with
me.
Yeah, you don't agree with Spike. Yeah. You're not saying this is a World Series team right now.
It's potentially a World Series team.
Well,
you have to get in baseball these days, you have to get to the playoffs and get hot. And nobody knows what's going to happen until you get there. The Dodgers could win 125 games this year. Get to the playoffs, somebody throws really good pitching at them and gets hot. They can go out in a 7-game series. Anybody can.
David,
David,
I love you, brother. And I appreciate the listenership. Do you believe this team is a World Series team today?
It's a team that can contend for a World Series championship. Absolutely.
I'll take that.
Okay.
I'll take that.
Okay.
I mean, I think there's...
I tried to pin you down. You wouldn't let me pin you down.
Well, I mean,
I
think that's close enough. I think in baseball...
That's good. Yeah.
Well, in baseball, unless you're the Dodgers, I don't know if there's any team that is going to go, you know, we are definitely the team that's
right.
going to win the World Series this year. I think it is the Dodgers and everybody else this year.
Sure.
But that's enough for me. I mean, to say that they're a World Series team, it's enough for me. All right. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies are a World Series contender?
Well, you say they believe they can be.
I know. I'm trying to make excuses for David. All right. And by the way, I do have a next question. We're going to do it next. I know we didn't talk about it in the meeting, but I wanted to do one today, and I have one.
Oh, you just waited until we got on the air and just do your own thing.
Well, no, I didn't have it until I just looked and I saw it. So I'll give you guys a chance. You know what? We'll do it when we get back, but it's a good one. It's a good one. I will
Let's
tell you guys
up,
in the break.
Man. Let's huddle up.
Well, look, I feel like we got it. I want to do it. They're fun.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Well, I was looking too. I'm curious to see what you thought.
I got one. All right. 215-592-9494. The Eagles did cut one of their veterans today,
Bam.
A Super Bowl champion today, a guy that played great this last season and great for most of his Eagles career. We will talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack was mentioning he went to an Alice in Chains YouTube hole the other day. Yeah, it's a great band.
They were.
Can't hit that note.
Yeah, Walk went to bed a little early over the weekend.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
Saturday nights alone.
There you go.
Just looking at Alice in Chains.
Little YouTube. I like that. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike Reese. Here is the Twitter question. Is this a World Series or bust year for the Phillies? What do you think the response is?
No.
What do you think the number is?
65%.
So I'm going to shock you. I always give you credit for how well you know this fan base.
I answered
right?
too quickly.
You are a Philadelphian to your core from Cincinnati, but Philadelphian to your core.
Yeah.
Is this a World Series or bust year for the Phillies? 76.6%. Say yes.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Jack. Expectations through
Holy
the roof.
Cow.
Everyone pipe down.
No, it absolutely is. It absolutely is.
Wow.
95 games last year, LCS year before, World Series year before that. One of the best staffs in baseball. Let's win the World Series.
Okay, so let me ask you this then.
Yes,
that.
Yes.
Is that more of people like it's either now or never?
Could be.
This core.
Could be.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
versus them believing this team should go win the World Series this year.
Or is this trying to ride off the Eagles wave and saying, now it's your turn? Like, we're titled down USA.
It's part of that, too, yeah.
Well, I don't care what it is. You know, you're trying to sneak through this season.
It's
just over 500.
Year.
It's not a pause year.
It's a pause year.
It's a pause year. They have the third highest payroll in baseball.
Now, that I understand,
yeah.
That part I do understand. With
pause for what? So in 3 years, Aiden Miller can play shortstop? What are we pausing for?
That I do understand. I'm actually surprised it's that overwhelming.
Yes.
People saying
Let's grow up. Let's go win the World Series.
Wow.
Let's go win the World Series. All right. Next question today.
Yes.
We didn't introduce in the first segment, but we're introducing it now. Now, you'll call up with your sports point, but this is the other thing we're going to ask you at the end. So on this day he died on this day.
Uh-oh.
But whatever.
Who cares?
Whatever. Roger Bannister died on this day in, 2018.
Familiar.
Yeah.
That name is familiar.
So he was the first guy to run the mile in less than 4 minutes.
Okay.
Ran less than a four-minute mile. So next question today, what is a skill or ability that you don't have that you wish you had? Like, what do you wish you could do? Jack, you want to start us off?
All right, I'll start it off.
Okay.
I'll start it off. You know what I think is impossible?
What?
Dude, I think writing a song's impossible.
I wish I could write a great song.
Like, I don't know how I can't even compute how they do it.
And some people just have it.
Yeah.
They just write bangers. They just say hit song after hit song.
Yeah,
I wish I could write a song.
I have no idea how they do it.
Yeah.
So I wish I could write a song. Just one song, make millions off it, and then done.
Well, that would be even better.
I don't even want to tour.
Off of the one song. Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to tour at all.
You just want that one song.
Yeah. I would die to be a one-hit
wonder. Writing a song, you're sort of in my ballpark of what I was thinking of.
I wonder if it's... See, I might have to change mine because I think I know what yours is going to be. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I wish I could play an instrument.
Oh, yeah. Well... I play one poorly.
I can't play. Yeah. I can't. I mean, I guess I could. I mean, if you call beating on drums and to make some sort of rhythmic sound, I guess that's playing the drums. But I can't play the drums like Travis Barker.
Like play the drums. Play
yes,
the drums.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or you know, the piano. The piano is something I really wish. The piano is the instrument I wish I really could play. That's not an instrument, is it?
Piano's
an instrument.
Yes.
What would you think?
What is it, a car?
Well, when I think of instruments, I'm thinking of like a guitar, a trumpet.
Oh, no, piano's an instrument.
You know, I don't think of drums as an instrument.
Sure it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just said I don't
but
think of
play
it as
an instrument. You
yes.
wish you could play an instrument.
Yes, I wish I could play.
Is there one that you, is it piano? Is that the one?
It would be piano. Because, listen, if you could play the piano, come on, man. Piano and singing to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And you think you're John Legend, don't
you? Come on, man.
So, for me... It's dude. I wish I was an awesome singer. I wish I could
hit
notes.
We're all in the music family.
Yeah. Well, because you know the and look, we're all married men, and we don't need to impress the opposite sex anymore. But if you can sing, you could play the piano, something like that. You just look cooler, man.
I can play the piano, man. Them things would come on quick.
Oh yeah.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
I was a little too comfortable there.
Well,
I'm just saying, though. You play
it's
the piano,
truth, though, man.
It's the truth, man.
You know. All right. 215-592-9494. Are the Phillies World Series contenders this year? Do you believe? Joe in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Okay. How you doing, Spike? Ike. Jack there. Jackie Baseball.
There we
Welcome
go.
Welcome back, brother.
Let me tell you, buddy, there's no chance unless they make some moves. Like, say, for instance, if Painter is ready to come up at half of the season and be your starter, and then you can put Ranger as a Swiss Army knife in the bullpen, or maybe you get this kid that's hitting the home runs down there, Rincon Jr., you get him back down in the minor leagues and he bangs the ball around wherever level they put him in, Double A. You know, because this team hasn't changed much. Would you rather had Profar or Kepler in left field?
Well, I'd rather have Profar, but the other thing about Profar is that it's not like every year of his career he's been awesome. I mean, he's been awesome in one place. I would love to have Profar in left field, but do you really think that the difference between Profar and Kepler, essentially the core of the team, is exactly the same?
I don't know much about Kepler reference to his the strikeouts and all.
Right.
I know that Profar playing all 150 some games struck out under 100 times.
Sure.
And he's a fiery dude too.
Yep.
He has, you know, there. They paid him. Atlanta paid him $14 million a year for 3 years. We gave Kepler $10 million for one. I would have definitely take him. Would you rather have Gabby Moreno or Realmuto catching?
Well, I mean, but so this goes. I understand the point that you're making. I think this goes into what Jack said, in that they're going to wait until the books are clear of Realmuto. They're going to wait till hopefully the books are clear of Taiwan Walker. Their payroll was up at a number that is sort of like
an inflated payroll.
Yeah, it's a high payroll, and for a big signing perspective. Now, I do think if they go into the trade deadline and they look like a good team again, hopefully they will reconsider that, knowing that there's money coming off the books. But I don't think they wanted to throw a Band-Aid on this. I think they looked and they saw the team won 95 games last year. They added a pitcher. You know, the offense should be good enough.
Yeah, they're riding it out.
Yeah, Joe, give us something you wish a skill or a talent you wish you could have.
I wish I could have been had the talent to play baseball.
Yeah, me too.
Coordination.
Yeah.
And, you know, and but you know, with the Phillies, they haven't changed the makeup of the team. In 22, they got no hit in Game 4 of the World Series against Javier. They in Game 5 they lost 2-1. Okay, then we go on to the Arizona series, right?
Yeah.
We were getting stopped by pitchers Fodd and by Merle Kelly, not Bob Gibson, not Sandy Koufax, and they can't score. And the Mets, that's why I told you last year, the Mets knew how to handle this lineup. They beat them 5 out of 7 games. They knew how to pitch to them. Alec Baum thinks he has the right approach, swinging at first pitches all the time. He told us that at the end of last year. He thinks his approach is great, and he should have been traded, okay?
They tried. They tried, Joe. I appreciate the call. They tried to trade Alec Baum.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think I think they looked and they saw whatever they were going to get from a value perspective out of Baum. Baum was better.
Yeah, I can't just give away a... All-star third baseman.
That's right.
Starting
third baseman, the all-star game. Yeah. Come on, man. Who would you rather have, Gabby Moreno or JT?
Come on, man. What are you doing?
I just want to know. I wish I could know how much of our audience, the percentage, know who Gabby Moreno is.
Well, I know. That's the
point. Well, a third of us don't know who the hell he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a Diamondbacks catcher.
Yeah. But I'm.
And I appreciate the deep dive by Joe in the Northeast.
Yeah.
That's the content.
Well, he's a baseballman.
Well, I know. And he didn't bring up Cal Stevenson once.
Well, he will.
He's still here.
Give it time.
Well, he's letting that just simmer a little bit.
Cal's not having a great spring. We addressed that off the air.
Well, by the way, the best thing with Joe is I was like, what is the one thing you wish you could do? I wish you could play baseball. But back to the Phils.
He's like that was your A.J. Brown interview moment. You know what I mean?
Yes, it was.
He wasn't here to mess around with your
Joe
nonsense.
In the Northeast. Yeah. That, man. I loved playing baseball when I was in Little League and high school.
Yeah.
But man, did I suck. I mean, look, I couldn't hit. I was a pretty decent catcher in Little League. I was like third base. Well, dude, they put the fat guy behind the plate, but I was pretty good at it. Nobody wanted to play third base either because this kid, I remember, what was his name? Frank Wren, JV, a third baseman, caught a baseball in the mouth. Nobody wanted to play third base anymore.
Yeah, caught a baseball in the mouth. Did he get hit in the mouth with a baseball?
He got hit in the mouth with a baseball.
It's not like he was bobbing for apples.
No, you're right. So
you know why I had to stop playing baseball?
Why is that?
Well, I didn't have to stop playing baseball, but it's why I did. I didn't have a left-hand glove.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's.
So I used to play, obviously I had to be in the outfield.
Yep.
So I'm in the outfield using one of the other players' gloves that's not as athletic as I am, as good as I am.
Right.
But it's on my left. I'm left-handed.
Right.
So it's on my left hand. So I would have to catch the ball.
And take the glove off?
Take the glove off and throw it.
Dude, can I tell you, if you had become a great baseball player, that would have been a great movie, you know, about the... Now,
I did that up to like the seventh grade.
Now you're complaining a lot. Jim Abbott only had...
I know. Right. I know. Exactly. I remember Jim Abbott, yes.
And he used to take it off, put it under his, you know, so...
I couldn't believe it when I saw that. Like, oh, this dude is pitching.
If you're really committed to the grind, that's true. I'll just show you some Jim Abbott tape.
Yeah. Honestly, I was just looking for a reason to not play baseball anymore. I enjoyed it, but it never hit me the ball in the outfield that much.
Oh, yeah. Picking dandelions in the outfield.
Well, and then, by the way, I'm playing against kids like Ben Davis, who are 8 feet tall, him and his friggin' brother, another 8 feet tall kid in Little League.
It's come on. Illegal.
It's ridiculous.
That's kids on PEDs when those kids start throwing 11. The ball hard, I'm like, ah.
Yeah, shout out to Ben Davis' kid, Tig. He had a walk-off on Friday night.
Oh, really?
He did.
How old is he?
Starting first baseman for Louisville.
Oh, my God. So just like it's the whole lineage.
Dude, he's 6'5", 225.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Big boy.
It's unbelievable.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
Seen his dad?
Yeah, well aware. Ben's a big guy.
Well, by the way,
also ducking us in Clearwater, Ben Davis.
By the way, their dad.
Is he ducking us in Clearwater?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
By the way, their dad was their manager in Little League. So both kids, I think Glenn was a second round pick, Ben a first round pick on the same friggin' Little, are we serious? Like the same Little League team. Yeah. Come on, man.
It's different.
Yeah. So the Eagles released Darius Slay today. They will save about $5 million on their cap per Elliott Short Parks. Mm. It has been reported in a couple of places, and Elliott said this as well. Look, this doesn't mean that they can't re-sign him. It just means that the number to keep him, they weren't going to keep him. I guess it's possible. I wonder what the market is from a financial standpoint on a 34-year-old corner. I wonder if he has more value here than any other team, right? I can't imagine a huge market for Slay. He played great last year. I mean, much better than I expected.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm with you there. 34 years old. You know, what does he think his value is? I'm sure he wants to continue to play in big games, big stages.
Be a starter.
He's won a championship. Yeah, does he want to go somewhere? Obviously, he wants to be a starter. And I thought he played well, but he's also a guy who needs to be in the right situation. In other words, I don't think he's the number one corner anymore.
Right.
So you want him on a team where you already have an established corner there, and he can come in and be that solid number two guy. It also would benefit him if there is talent on that defense. Although Slay is shown that he could be a mentor to younger players, right? He's shown he's a good locker room guy. He's not somebody who's going to come in and be disruptive. Most young players like Slay. He has that sort of rapport with these young guys, and he doesn't mind being that guy. But I imagine he still wants to be a starter. Put him in the right situation. Yeah, I think he can still be a starter in this league. I think the Eagles should bring him back. I don't know what their plan is at the other corner yet. All right. So I look at the corners that we had on the team. There's only one that was better than Slay, in my opinion.
Isaiah Rogers, free agent, Keely Ringo on the team. But if you know,
I mean, if I'm choosing, I think Slay is more reliable, obviously more savvy, the vet. Yeah, I would have Slay as the other guy. But the Eagles may decide to go out and upgrade at the cornerback position. Probably get younger, right? You got to get younger over there.
Well, even if they keep Rodgers, that's younger. I mean, he's 26,
and Isaiah Rodgers wasn't bad. He wasn't bad. But
no.
I don't know.
He just didn't seem tough to me, Isaiah Rodgers.
Yeah, and he had some plays where he got a little lackadaisical in his technique. He would give up a play or two here or there. But he came in a pinch and played well whenever he had to play in that short period of time. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if he's a 17-game starter for you out there.
Well, and if Quinyon Mitchell evolves the way we think he will, that second cornerback spot is going to be very important because that person is going to get challenged a lot.
A lot.
You know, what will eventually, and it happened with Quinyon Mitchell pretty quickly, is they're just not going to
throw over there as much. Yeah,
they're not going to throw over at him. So that makes that second cornerback spot even. I think also from an attitude standpoint, it makes the second cornerback position really important because you have to want that, right? Mm-hmm. Like you have to want to be challenged all the time. Because if they figure out that you don't want it, you know you're going to get killed.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He seems like the Lions. He would be open to going back to the Lions, like a Lions Eagles. Bidding for
I'm sure.
Yeah.
They're drafted there. They're a good team.
Yeah, they have Terry and Arnold on one side.
Yep.
He could be the one. Slay could be the two. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the type of situation.
But it gets to a point with these guys where the team has to decide, well, from a cost standpoint versus your age, is like, all right, well, you're 34. Eventually, you're going to have a year where you're not as good anymore.
Yeah.
And what are we paying for that? It's one thing if you're paying $4 million for a guy who you're sort of iffy on with these younger guys.
Yeah.
But if all of a sudden he becomes a liability, then you're sunk. Then you're in a bad spot.
That Lions team, man. I'm thinking about their defense. Aiden Hutchinson may be eligible now for an extension. I guess he is eligible now for an extension. But other than that, they aren't paying anybody defensively. They got a lot of young players on their defense. Hell, they got a lot of young players on their offense.
Right.
I'm just thinking about the Lions roster and whether or not they could bring Slay in on a one-year deal maybe.
One year, $10 million.
Like that, $9-10 million. Yeah.
Well, and the Eagles are going to have to start being prudent with who they're giving deals like that to.
Yeah.
With the big numbers all around. If they think they can get that sort of production or something close to it for
three,
that's a huge difference. You know. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies are World Series contenders this year? Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Chris?
Doing good, guys. Spike, how the hell is your bony ass at 110 pounds soaking wet the toughest guy on this show?
153, and I'm just built that way. I'm built different, Chris.
Ike and Fritz, both are like pre-Blue Chew soft today.
Wow.
With this whole Philly stuff.
Wow. That's what I like to hear. These guys need to man up, need to bone up.
I mean, come on.
Why?
I mean,
why? Because we have a realistic view on the team?
I don't speak soft. Jack is a total fraud, too. Because, you know what? Now we know that the real baseball man that's on that podcast is really Seltzer.
Well, I don't know that either.
and hey, Fritz, by the way, Bryce called. He said, you're not allowed in the locker room anymore. And when that announcement came out, Trey was extremely excited because he doesn't have to be inappropriately touched anymore, manhandled by you. Pause. So, guys, listen. This team is, it's like, you're 100% correct. You are the smartest man as well on the show and a genius. We have the best, if not the top best, the second best starting pitching in Major League Baseball, which is hands down the best. And then we are going to see...
Where were they ranked at last year?
It's a different staff as opposed to last year, right? Yes.
What?
Yes. We got a guy named Lizardo this year.
No. But that's not the point. I'm asking, where were they ranked last year as a starting rotation?
Had to be top five.
I was going to say pretty much the same, right?
No, listen. We're better. Okay, we got more depth than we did last year.
Pitching isn't the problem, Chris.
Right there with you, Ike. You're just laying them up on the tee, right? So they finally swallowed the hard truth that they do have to change their approach.
Now, swallow it, you know, and eat it.
The fact that they're going to do that overnight, but it is going to happen. The fact that they're not going to.
Where's the proof that it's going to happen?
You just got to believe them.
The season, believe.
Believe. Did I believe it was going to happen last year? And what happened?
Believe. Hey, what happened? You made the playoffs. This is how baseball
works.
Yeah,
what happened? They barely made the playoffs, and they basically got a gentleman's sweep.
It's not like the other sports. With baseball.
How many times do people have to say it's not like the other sports?
That's what I keep trying to tell you guys.
You have to keep up there and keep chipping away at it and putting yourself in position because that's how it happens.
What it sounds like to me, Chris, is that's what you're hoping will happen. There is no proof that that's what's going to happen. The whole change the approach at the plate thing is great in theory. When's it happened? When has it happened? So all of a sudden, everybody's 30-plus years old except for Alec Bohm. Everybody else is 30-plus years old in the lineup. They're going to change the approach now in their 9th, 10th, and 11th years in baseball.
You worry about Bohm because he won't even be playing by the end of this season.
Oh, sure he will.
His new man crush, Aiden Miller, is coming up. That's what's going to happen there.
Well, he's coming up to take trade spot.
Well, yeah, and they're going to put Trey on the outfield. But here's what's going to happen, Mike. When you get there, they put you in position, and eventually you strike. This is how baseball works. Everybody knows this. Spike knows what I'm talking about. That's how the team is played, okay? It's to do that.
God, this is the time of the year I hate.
Yes.
Nobody says Ike knows what I'm talking about anymore after February.
No, oh, yeah, yeah.
You have a good eight-month run there.
Yeah. It's most of the year, if we're being honest.
About the other day, I heard him.
Chris, what's one skill or ability you wish you had that you don't have?
If I had the skill or ability, it would have prolonged my own baseball career, and that would be the ability to hit the breaking ball.
Ah, you wish you could hit a breaking ball. Yeah. Well, we've had players here that I wish could hit a breaking ball as well. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. You know, Jack, we never hear what kind of hitter you were.
Well, people forget my freshman year JV, I batted 353, and then I was a PO my final 3 years.
Oh, so you didn't hit?
Yeah, pitcher only.
Okay.
Yeah, tough to crack that lineup, Spike.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're pretty loaded.
P.O., I thought you were projected out.
Did you? Yeah, that is very funny as well, P.O. I like that. Have you said, did you just come up with that?
That's, I did.
That's a good
you
one,
said
man.
P.O., and that's the first thing that popped in my head. Like, was that a projected out?
I like. Did you miss hitting?
No.
Really?
No, I wasn't a hitter guy.
It was scared to stand in there at the plate.
Yeah, I didn't want to get hit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you've never been one to challenge yourself.
Well, that's not true. Challenge myself in certain ways.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now I've settled back into my comfort zone here.
Okay.
It's basically kick your feet up back here.
Yeah, sure is. All right. 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Phillies to be a World Series contender this year, you cowards? Because same exact team as last year, won 95 games. And I was like, nah. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a team in the NFC East got better on offense. We will talk about how much better and if it makes us worried at all. That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.